This is a story called The Shofar That Almost Missed Rosh Hashanah. It was fall, and everyone in the Cohen family was preparing for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Mother was busy cleaning the house and cooking wonderful foods. Dad was also busy. He was the rabbi at Temple Israel, and he had been writing the sermon for the Rosh Hashanah services. The Cohens had a daughter named Barbara. Each morning, Barbara went to school, and she liked every part of it. Her favorite time was show and tell. The next day's show and tell was to be a very special one. Her teacher, Mrs. McCall, had asked Barbara to tell about Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. And her dad had said she could take to school the temple's only shofar, if she promised she would be very careful. The next morning, the bus ride seemed to last forever, but at last Barbara arrived at school. She quickly went into her room and began putting her things on a table. The shofar was carefully placed on the silk bag in which her dad carried it. She also put out a special Jewish bread called challah, several homemade New Year's cards, and a bowl of honey. When show and tell time came, Mrs. McCall called Barbara up front. "Class," she said, "tomorrow night marks the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Barbara will tell us about it." Barbara began, "This is a shofar. It belongs to the synagogue where my father is rabbi. It is made from a ram's horn. In Bible days, one like this was blown like a trumpet to call everyone together. Now we use it to tell us when Rosh Hashanah begins. When Dad blows the shofar, his face gets red and his lips puff and he blows hard. First one long sound, then three short sounds, next many short little sounds, and last a great long sound. It is really fun to hear." Barbara then showed the New Year's cards on the table. She had made some to send to family and friends to wish them L'Shana Tova, Happy New Year. Next, Barbara picked up the challah. "This bread is called challah. It is a special bread made for holidays and is usually shaped like a line. But for Rosh Hashanah, it is made round. The bread is filled with raisins and dipped into honey to give a sweet taste for the new year. Here, everyone have a piece." "Mmm," said all the girls and boys. "This is great." "Class," said Mrs. McCall, "it's time for play period. We'll talk more about Rosh Hashanah later. Thank you, Barbara, for telling us about Rosh Hashanah." After play period, Mrs. McCall gave the class some work to do and said, "Anyone who finishes early may quietly go up to the display table and see what Barbara brought." All day the children took turns looking at the things, but Robert never seemed to finish his work early enough to get a chance. It was almost time to go home and he still hadn't seen the display. "I know what I'll do," he thought. "I'll just take the shofar home with me tonight. I can bring it back tomorrow." Robert walked up to the table as everyone was leaving and slipped the shofar into his book bag. He quickly ran out of the room and climbed onto the waiting school bus. Barbara went to the table to pick up her things. The shofar was gone. "Oh no," screamed Barbara, "where's my shofar?" "It was there on the table," Mrs. McCall said. "Have you looked on the floor?" Barbara got down on the floor and carefully searched every corner. She looked everywhere, in the desks, the bookshelves, the coat closet, even the fish tank, but no shofar. By now she had started to cry. "Well, there is only one thing left to do," said Mrs. McCall. "I'll take you home. You have to tell your dad." "Mrs. McCall," said Barbara, "the shofar was not in the room. Someone must have taken it. Maybe I could call everyone in the class to ask if they have seen it." When they got home, Barbara's father rushed out. "Barbara," he shouted, "where on earth have you been? Your mother and I were afraid that something terrible happened to you." "Dad," sobbed Barbara, "something terrible has happened." Barbara told her dad about the lost shofar. He listened to her whole story, including her plan for finding it. At last he said, "Barbara, I am angry about the lost shofar, but I know you didn't lose it on purpose. Your plan's a good one. Let's start calling your classmates now." Rabbi Cohen started telephoning. Each time, he explained that the shofar was missing. "Have you seen it?" The answer was always the same, "No." Finally, he got to Robert's name on the list. When Robert came to the phone, the rabbi asked him if he had seen the shofar. Robert hesitated. At last, he stammered, "Yes, Rabbi, I have it. I was going to bring it back tomorrow. I didn't get a chance to blow it at school, and I really wanted to. I'm sorry." "That's okay, Robert," said Rabbi Cohen, relieved to have found the shofar. "The important thing is that it has been found." Later, Robert and his father brought the shofar to the Cohen house. "Barbara, I'm sorry," said Robert. "I didn't know that the shofar was so important. I just wanted to learn to blow it." "Robert, don't you remember what I told you in school today?" asked Barbara. "The shofar has been important to the Rosh Hashanah service ever since Bible times." "Now I remember," said Robert. "I really am sorry, Barbara." "Okay, Robert," said Barbara. "I forgive you." The next night at Rosh Hashanah services, Barbara had a big smile as her father blew the shofar, just as Jews have been doing for thousands of years.